Yeah, not knowing if we were going to ever see our freedom again, you know?
Exactly. Most people don't understand that. You know, they was giving life sentences out in there like it wasn't nothing when I got there. And I never thank you either for when I got there for the assistance that you guys gave me, not only you, but Bo and Ario and some other dudes that was there when I got there, because when I got there, I was lost.
Right, yeah.
Y'all had already been fighting for a while.
Right.
You had already been in a war. See, this ain't your first war.
I've been in plenty of wars, man, but this one right here, Rick, is a real war, man, because you fighting an enemy that you can't see, you know? And it's a lot of people right now under a lot of stress and pressure, man, because their lives been changed instantly, you know? They don't know where their next paycheck coming from. The healthcare workers, the first responders, they feel like they've been left out here to dry, to fend for themselves. And never have I had the level of respect that I have for some of these people who work in these hospitals and these firemen and even these police officers and these people that work at the grocery stores. The respect I got for them is on a whole nother level right now, homie, because they willing to put their lives on the line to just try to keep us safe. When our people end up in the hospital, man, they don't have the necessary tools to fight this war with. But a lot of them is still willing to honor that commitment they made for these careers to go up in here and try to save lives, man. So I've been humbled by this whole experience. And I think after this is all over with, a lot of people is going to change the way they live their life every day, man. I think this is going to be some good to come out of this, man, because people are not going to take life for granted no more, bro. All the little things they took for granted that dudes like me and you, we know, you know, the little things when they took it away from you, how precious they are. Now a lot of people today is going to understand what that feels like, man, you know?
Absolutely, D. And since you said that, you know, me, I treat everybody, at least I try to, maybe I don't, but I try to treat everybody the same, because I don't care if you shoot a basketball, if you catch football, if you're the quarterback of the world, you won the Super Bowl, you're still just a human to me.
Me and you got that personality.
And I always try to do that. You know, when I meet somebody at the grocery store, to me, that's the greatest person in the world. And now we are having to, everybody's having to see that now. What you just said, you just made a hell of a point. You just said that people that we have, some people neglect or even miss, even with the police. Now, I don't have police to kick me down on the ground and all that, but I don't look at all of them like that.
Right.
You know, even when we was in jail, there was some guards that was good guards and bad guards. You know, some of them just you know, had them attitudes. Was like, I'm going to save the world. You the dirtiest, you know, MF around, and I'm gonna take it out on you right now. But then we had some that would be like, oh, give me an extra scoop of food. You know, if you was hungry. Let you get your mail early. Just, you know, little stuff that what I'm saying is that they wasn't where they was trying to punish us. And for what the people are doing right now, like you said, sacrificing for us as a people to make sure that this thing don't overtake the whole country, because it could overtake the whole country if we don't do nothing about it.
Right.